Police say a 26-year-old man has turned himself in, saying he was responsible for the deadly knife attack at a festival. CBS's Haley Ott.
The victims include two men, age 56 and 67, and a 56-year-old woman. The militant group ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack without providing any evidence. That claim could not be independently verified.
On to the race for the White House. Both candidates will campaign in battleground states this week. Vice President Harris hitting the trail in Georgia. Former President Trump plans to make another stop in Michigan. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Many Wisconsin farmers could benefit from better roads. Now, some communities will get just that. Mike Moen reports.
Governor Tony Evers' office just announced a second round of grant opportunities under the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program. Local communities have until September 30th to sign up for project money, with $100 million up for grabs. Julie Bomar of the Wisconsin Farmers Union says many large trucks and farm equipment have trouble navigating certain county roads because of the shape they're in.
In the era of corporate consolidation, it feels oftentimes like larger co-ops and corporations that are picking up milk just want to have the easiest route possible and don't want to get far off of the major highways.
She suggests smaller dairy farms need every competitive advantage to stay profitable, and a smoother road for trucks hauling their products is one of them. It's not just traditional infrastructure like roads needing attention, with Bomar arguing that policymakers can't lose sight of the processing gap felt by smaller to mid-sized farms.
Many of our members feel incredibly frustrated because there's nobody to choose from. There's only like one milk processor that's going to come by and pick up, and that just leaves them in a very risky situation.
She wants to see rural processing facilities expand and be maintained. Back in June, a top USDA official visited Wisconsin to announce $12 million in grant funding for that type of activity. As for the state road repair program, the first round of funding awarded nearly $50 million, supporting 37 road improvement projects around the state. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Brewers beat the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Colin Ray pitched his 12th victory of the year, and the Brewer bats were hot again on their way to a 9-5 win against the A's in the Oakland Coliseum. It's another series win, but Pat Murphy says there's work left to be done.
We haven't taken care of business yet, but I think we're somewhat fortunate today. But, you know, again, I like that our ball club just keeps going, and we base ran pretty well there in that last inning. We hustled, you know what I mean, and instead of being tired, it's 130 games in and just jogging, you know, like we hustled.
NFL, the Packers beat the Ravens at Lambeau Field 30-7, but the place kicker competition remains up in the air. Greg Joseph and Anders Carlson each converted field goals from beyond 50 yards out, but later Carlson shanked one wide right on a 32-yard attempt. Matt LaFleur.
Both those guys went in there and hit a 54-yarder and a 55-yarder, and then there's a poor moment there where we miss a chip shot.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have a partly sunny sky for your Sunday. High temperatures warming to the lower 90s. Our heat index, though, in the upper 90s. A light south to southeast wind. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and mid-70s. On Monday, mostly sunny and hot. Highs in the middle 90s. It's 69 at our studios.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel entertainment reporter Chris Foran joins the show to talk movies and TV. And Wisconsin native comedian Mary Mack joins the show to talk about her tour of the state.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. From the norm, just a little norm.
Morning, everybody. It's Lou Regani on the Music of the Stars, ready to kick off for yet another Sunday as summer. Oh, there's that word again. Begins to fade into the, dare I say it, twilight. But I was thinking about a word called never. And I thought we'd talk on that a little bit, too. The word never, what does it mean? It's an adverb, for one thing. Never. It's pretty definitive and pretty all-consuming. Oh, I don't know, but I think we'll forge ahead with that thought anyway, right here on the Music of the Stars. WRJN and the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Music of the Stars on WRJN.
The word never. I mean, sometimes you say, I want to express surprise or doubt or disbelief. Never. And then somebody says, never say never. Oh, no. Used to say you shouldn't say that. You'll never do something because you might change your mind later. The Music of the Stars is on the air till high noon today. Francis Albert Sinatra.
I'll never be the same. Stars have lost their meaning for me. I'll never be the same. Nothing's what it once used to be. When the songbirds that sing tell me it's spring, I can't believe their song. Once love was king, but kings can be wrong. Be the same. There is such an ache in my heart. Never be the same since we're apart. Though there's a lot, a smile may hide. I know down deep inside I'll never be the same, never be the same again. Same, never be the same again.
Stars, Francis Albert. Say, would you ever go there again? No, no, never. Oh, come on. Started out in the 12th century. A little etymology on that word, that adverb, never. 12th century, they began to use it. But there's no abbreviation for it like there is for do not, will not, cannot. No, it's just plain never. A lot of songs with never in the title. Many of them, which are not familiar to us at first hearing. From Leroy Holmes. Great orchestra and chorus. Kind of forgotten today, but not by everybody. He took an etude of Chopin. And did something with the word never. Thank you.
lonely years will I see through lonely tears.
Of the stars on WRJN.
Stars. I'm Lou Regani, your host, till high noon. High noon. it's the best song you never heard. Having fun with the word, well, maybe it's not fun. Come to think of it, never is pretty definitive. Says it all, doesn't it? With five letters, never. Doris Day, 1955, with Percy Faith.
Never look back, never look back. You might see the tears I'm trying to hide. You might catch a glimpse of arms open wide, still waiting for you. Never look back. Never look back. You've told me goodbye. Now be on your way. You've made up your mind. So what could you say or do? I know we've reached the parting of the way. Nothing left for me, and so I only pray that you'll forget the things you've done with me. You've had your fun with me. Never look back, never look back. No, don't look around. It wouldn't be smart. If you look around, you may see my broken heart. If you look around, you may see my broken heart.
Always like Percy Faith. And Doris, nobody turned a tune better. Nobody.
I've never been.
produces wine that's all too strange and strong. I'm full of foolish song, and out of me the song must pour.
Those little in jokes there. Mel Torme with the Meltones. Gene Peerling was a master of that stuff.
An old one of mine.
I'll never stop loving you. Yes, I know it.
Question the stars that appear.
You still care about it.
Cameron Mitchell, Doris Day, and Love Me or Leave Me. music of the stars. It's our torch hour. Now, all week long, you'll love these timeless hits. But there's more timeless hits. Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Julie Andrews, Francis Albert Sinatra, Doris Day. Saturdays, Terry Havel. Worked with Terry for, let me see, let me count the years. No, wait, let's not. Terry Havel's on. Saturdays from 10 till 2, and before that, it's Rick Johnson. Calls his show Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Happy summer, everybody. Perry Como. This guy knows how to turn a word. Like, never.
As this night here with you under the stars, no music ever was so danceable, no one as romanceable as you. Never was a night so beautiful. It seems I'm on the planet Mars, and yet they say it's not unusual. People that feel this way, the way I do. They say it happens when the one you love loves you. Our closing theme is a Never song. Your
were never far away from me. So popular for Perry, but nobody ever recorded it until finally, Ray Charles. Now, I think I'll save that till the end of the program. Or come to think of it, maybe not. Show 1954.
Never underestimate the power of a lady in love. Just in case you contemplate giving me a sudden brush off, I warn you for your rush off. Never underestimate the power of a lady in love. Might as well cooperate, cause you know I'm out to get you. Baby, you can bet you I don't intend to let you wander far from home. But if you must roam, go have your little fling. Just remember one thing, never underestimate the power of a lady in love. And I'd like to stipulate there is nothing that I'd rather do than use all the power of my love on you. The power of a lady in love. And I'd like to stipulate there is nothing I'd rather do than use all the power of my love. Than use all the power of my love on you.
They had a great show on television, sponsored by Chevrolet. The orchestra, Harry Geller. And a little tune by Buddy Bregman, Floyd Huddleston. By the way, that's from a 45, 1954, the flip, I have to tell you. Examining that word never, what a final word. Before you say it, it's over. Thank you. a big fan of Dorothy Collins. Yeah, that's... I was just pausing for a second so you go, oh, Dorothy, what happened to her? She was the headliner on Your Hit Parade on Saturday nights. Russell Arms, another singer, an actor for Warner Brothers. He was a great, great tunesmith. Well, they dated, you know, after the show was over. Collins had to do those cigarette commercials. Dorothy never smoked. The American Tobacco Company insisted. Well, it was either that or not work. Here's Dorothy Collins.
Two lonely clouds floating in the sky, each passing through the other. We were too afraid to be alone, too alone to be together. So if you meet a stranger, his way again, and tell him if he's smart, he'll never love a stranger, for strangers always part. Send him on his way again, and tell him if he's smart, he'll never love a stranger, for strangers always fall.
Fans of the Your Hit Parade program think that Dorothy started with them. That's not so. She was singing back in the 40s, early 40s. It was quite a program. It was the top 12 or so hits, plus a few extras that they threw in. Old Chestnuts from the Great American Songbook. Well, the program came to an end in 1959 when they were struggling with the local hits of that day, and you know where I'm going with this. The last tune that Dorothy ever sang on Your Hit Parade was High Heeled Sneakers.
sea. With you by my side when it sailed. Your eyes were the light that would guide my way. A love light that never failed. Your arms I fashioned in sails of white. Your kisses to keep breezes warm. And then I pictured your heart of gold as an anchor in the storm. And you are gone. Now, here on the shore, as I stand alone and watch the moon that has paled, I'm left with nothing to call my own. Ship that never sailed.
Music of the Star, Francis Albert, Nelson Riddle.
You walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on.
music of the stars. Frank was supposed to play the lead. And he recorded all the songs. Then he found out that he had to record them all over again for foreign export. And he walked. Gordon McRae took the role. Stand by for news. Johnny, the music of the stars, back right after a look at news, sports, weather. I'll tell you a little story about You'll Never Walk Alone. Do we have time? No, you'll have to wait till after this. And I'll be right back, and thanks for joining us on the music of the stars.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the